This is an Enterprise Times security podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Bernard Parsons, CEO of Becrypt.
Good morning. Great to be here. We're a security vendor. We've been around since 2001. Our main focus is on end-user device security. Originally, we focused on disk encryption, data loss prevention. Today, we're much more focused on operating system security and device management. We do quite a bit of work with UK government, a lot of work with government supply chain and private sector more generally.
You talk there about operating system security. To most people, that really just means encryption of the device or stopping users doing something silly. You have a different view on that.
We did an R&D project with UK government about 18 months ago, which was all about developing standards that could allow government to make better use of shared IT infrastructure, employees from one government organisation accessing their services from another organisation's IT infrastructure. And one of the building blocks of that was having a sufficiently secure endpoint device that organisations could adhere to. A set of standards were developed around what would it mean to be able to trust an end-user device that it's in a known good state each time you switch it on. We've built a security-focused operating system to meet those requirements, which has a number of components to it, but an important part being able to verify the integrity of the operating system and all of the applications each time the device is started, using a hardware root of trust to do that. The architecture extends to ensuring that it's very difficult to compromise the device using a read-only file system, so any targeted attacks can't easily persist, but making sure that you have the management in place to automate regular patch management, which obviously is very important for the OS and applications.
When you talk about devices, you're not talking about my phone or my tablet or technology I bring into the office or a civil servant working from home. You're talking about specific devices and specific roles, aren't you?
We do support a range of different hardware form factors. So this could be a laptop, a desktop, could be a tablet, but we're really focused on where organizations have user communities that are cloud native. They're either accessing true cloud applications or they may be accessing in-house online applications, but they're typically specific roles within organizations. So these might be blue-collar workers that have particular line of business applications they're running off tablets. It could be IT contractors using devices of a known good state to access their clients, for example.
So the typical type of user here, somebody like a field service engineer, somebody going out to telecoms towers or a military establishment where they're going out and they're dealing with highly secret equipment.
Absolutely, that's spot on. Field service, one of the areas of focus is supply chain security for us at the moment. As you will know, many organizations are very concerned about the security capabilities of their diverse supply chains. What our platform Paradox allows is for organizations to adopt standards that give them confidence that their suppliers are connecting in with devices from a known good state.
That's a major issue at this point in time. We're seeing supply chain attack after supply chain attack. Digital transformation means people are more tightly integrated than ever. And those people at the bottom of the chain are so easily attacked these days. How do you see people, though, deploying those devices? Because the reality is, when you talk about a big organization, they will still go out and buy those bespoke devices and install your operating system on the top. The smaller suppliers in that chain maybe don't have the money. So do you see this as the larger player providing the hardware downchain?
That's one potential approach, but the reason why we chose the name Paradox for the product is because even though the main driver for the project initially within government was building a platform with a very robust security architecture, it was also very important to prioritize usability and prioritize cost. Gone are the days within government that they are quite happy to accept unusable government bespoke technology, even within their classified environment. Prioritizing, as I say, cost and usability was also very important. And what that's done is it has provided a platform that we can now take more broadly and are taking into the private sector, which doesn't have to be expensive, which isn't expensive. Good security doesn't necessarily need to be expensive, is one of our beliefs. bringing Paradox Edge out, which is the managed service variant of Paradox. It provides a route for organizations to very cost-effectively consume end-user devices as a service and allow them to extend some of those benefits that cloud traditionally provides, cost, scalability, and security, into their IT infrastructure. It makes sense from a cost perspective for the supply chain themselves very often to themselves invest in this technology.
Paradox works by being self-referencing. It self-checks itself all the time. It uses a read-only operating system underneath. As you move this into Paradox Edge, where you're in the cloud, how do you maintain that validation? Because you have no TPM once you're in the cloud. You're running on platforms you don't own once you're in the cloud.
The health checking that we're focused on here is always in relation to the health of the end user devices. We don't mandate that something like a TPM exists, but where it does exist, which is the choice for most organizations, given that TPMs are so pervasive today, what we are able to do is undertake a remote attestation protocol. That's a protocol where the client device can prove its identity and its integrity to the server, to the environment that it's looking to access. So there's an exchange between that client and server which proves that the device accessing those cloud services is in a known good state. You're right to highlight that that technology specifically doesn't then apply to the health of the infrastructure that's being consumed in the cloud. But one of the big drivers that we're certainly getting behind here is the fact that the cloud platform providers themselves are investing significantly in security. For many organizations, actually, the fact that that's happening is great because small organizations can leverage the security investments that the big cloud providers are making as they consume these cloud services. Moving to the cloud, as long as you appropriately configure what you're accessing and how you're accessing, moving services into the cloud and benefiting from the investments that the cloud providers themselves are making is often a way for small businesses to get a greater security posture.
One of the challenges here is, where do we encrypt? How do we encrypt? What stays encrypted? On the devices with your operating system, you have absolute control over this. The problem is, once we start to get to communication in transit, once we start to get to data sitting at rest, making sure that encryption is consistent, making sure that encryption is at the right level, and managing keys is challenging for large enterprises today. Small to mid-sized businesses, particularly in that supply chain, really flounder around. How do you improve that for them?
One strategy is to ensure that you are not exposing the data that you are responsible for as an organization beyond that's necessary for your business processes. Knowing what assets you have, what's important, what your data protection responsibilities are in relation to those assets is a good starting point. And actually, talking from a BCrypt perspective, when we went through our GDPR readiness process ourselves, one of the benefits that we got from that was being forced to model where our data was and go through that auditing process to an extent that we didn't have to when we went through other processes like Cyber Essentials, for example, which is much more focused on security controls. Getting a grip on where your data is, making sure that you're not sending it or exposing it beyond that's necessary. Paradox, for example, fundamentally it's the cloud client model. It's minimizing the amount of data that is exposed to and resides on end user devices, allowing, again, organizations to leverage the access control functionality that exists within most cloud services. So making sensible use of user access control, identity management for the organization and its partners, so that you're only exposing that data as far as necessary, and then minimizing the extent to which you then need to worry about subsequent encryption and key management.
Part of the challenge, though, keeping data secure is applications. Now, you're doing all this work at the operating system level. You're giving them a footprint into the cloud, which maintains that level of security and protection. But they want to use apps at the end of the day. And it doesn't matter if it's Office 365 or Google Docs or Dropbox or any of a million and one cloud-based applications, some of which are enterprise-ready, they have some security, many of which are not enterprise-ready because we don't know what they do with data and how they handle it. When you're going to be talking to customers now, as you go forward, what is it you're going to be talking to them about with Paradox Edge? How do you take that service to ensure that those applications they then want to access doesn't lose its integrity?
I would say that it's on a case-by-case basis. Organizations will have to carry out some level of due diligence as to what the security impact is of any new application services that they're looking to take on. But again, as long as an organisation has reasonable visibility and understanding of where its sensitive data resides, there is often the opportunity to make use of platforms as they evolve. Within the security industry, we sometimes are guilty of focusing too much on the negative, because obviously it's big headlines when things go wrong. But we have to remember that the net benefit of technology is typically positive, as long as new applications are adopted sensibly. As an example, we're recently working with partners where we've adopted some of the new online collaboration tools that are increasingly sophisticated and have offered us efficiencies as to how we interact with our partner community. It's all great stuff, but we've had to think about, okay, what are the dividing lines between that and some of our more sensitive IT systems, and make sure that we're using that appropriately and not exposing anything we shouldn't be.
You're giving customers the option of a managed service around Paradox Edge as well, aren't you? So that perhaps suggests that you're willing to take a greater control and a greater part in selecting the applications, securing those applications.
The Paradox journey for us has been an interesting journey. Very much started off with organizations focused primarily on just getting a very secure end-user platform. The engagements now are increasingly being driven by the cost benefits, by bringing those benefits of cloud into the IT infrastructure. And to make that journey as rapid as possible, we have stood up our own hosted service that we're happy to offer the managed services behind, to allow businesses to be very agile. Where they have new projects within large organizations, or where you have small organizations setting up IT infrastructures for the first time, this really allows them to focus on their core business and allow partners such as ourselves to run commodity IT infrastructure for them.
Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you for your time.